Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Now, as life expectancy increases and retirement ages stretch, one question I think is becoming urgent. Are we wasting something called the wisdom economy? Business strategist and later life entrepreneurship advocate Dori Moreno says yes, and she argues that South Africa's 50-plus professionals are not necessarily winding down, in fact gearing up, and that possibly we're overlooking a massive untapped source of economic resilience, of leadership depth, and also innovation capacity. She talks about the 50-plus demographic as an engine of value. So, Dori, a very warm welcome to you, and maybe I'd suggest to you that many employers still view older workers as less adaptable or tech savvy. And that's a stereotype, I think, that often counts against them.
Yes, less adaptable, tech savvy. I think that's a stigma and a label that's given to many older people. And it's not necessarily true. We know of the silver surfers. And in fact, I think that we have people that are 50 plus that are extremely tech savvy and use technology in their day-to-day lives and work. So I think there is a stigma, and it may be a little bit unfounded.
Well, let's talk about why it's unfounded and value. So what do older people or older entrepreneurs bring to the table that maybe their younger counterparts are not, and something that the economy, as you suggest, is something that we're missing?
Well, I think the first thing and the most obvious thing is obviously experience, which gives you perspective and resilience. You know, 50 plus, you've seen a number of things. You've been through multiple economic cycles. You've probably experienced a number of organizational changes. And so through that all, you learn and you develop the ability to stay calm, to solve problems, to see the bigger picture, which is crucial in times of uncertainty. With that comes emotional intelligence and probably decades of people management and negotiation and leadership skills, which makes us highly emotionally attuned and skilled. So I think those are qualities that naturally people that are older in the workplace acquire over time that you may not find are easily available in a younger generation.
So, Dori, no doubt then this is an economic opportunity, but I would imagine the challenge is convincing private sector leaders and younger ones that tapping into older talent is actually a smart investment. Maybe easier said than done, though.
Yes, I think that the idea of, you know, retirement at 60 or 65 is very well entrenched worldwide. The conversations are starting to happen around the fact that there's an awareness and appreciation and understanding, and the stats don't lie, that we are going to be living on average 10 years longer than our parents did, closer to 90. And so if you just economically, if you're going to retire at 65, it's 25 years that you have to have money in the bank to be able to support you. But apart from the financial aspects and the affordability issue is the fact that someone said to me the other day that 50 is the new 40, so then 60 is the new 50. And if that is the case, then it means that people are being retired out of a system very early on where they still have a good 10 to 15 years, if not more, of insight and experience to be able to add to the pot. Why would you want to throw that away? So organizations, I think the challenge is to start thinking around how do we change our internal structures to accommodate for a longer work span.
Let me try and be a naysayer, though, just to push you a little bit. I'd also suggest that leadership today requires a different set of skills. So digital agility is critical. There's also generational sensitivity, which often people in that cohort don't have. And then, let's be honest, just speed at getting the job done. And often older professionals are not necessarily equipped to lead in this new fast-paced environment. And therein, Dorrie, lies some risk, surely.
Yes, but I think that if we look at it as a one-dimensional way of leading, then that what you're saying is 100% and totally true. I think that what we need to look at is what do people bring at different stages of life, and how do we get the most out of that, rather than saying, well, you no longer are tech savvy, or you are no longer able to deliver at the speed that you were able to, and so now there's no relevance and there's no space for you. So it's about not necessarily keeping people in the workplace in their current role or in the same position, but just understanding that they may not want to leave, and they may not be ready to leave, and they may have a good 10 to 15 years longer to be able to add value to the organization, and in what role. And those conversations can happen. You know, it can. You can say to somebody, look, you're reaching 60, maybe you're not as agile as you were, but what do you see yourself doing, and where to from here?
Of course, you've got to balance the argument against the unemployment rate that exists in South Africa right now and access to opportunity. And the corporate argument might be we just simply don't have time for older people, because we have almost a moral obligation, a moral duty to fast track and support younger people.
Sure. But I mean, we are talking about people working in organizations, in business. And I think really the conversation is also more around the fact that people of 50 plus may leave a corporate environment, but may not stop working. And so what does that mean? That means that they go out on their own. Are they entrepreneurial? Can they start their own businesses? Is there funding available for them? Are they being supported to start a new business? Because if these people leave a corporate and then go and open up a business, well, then they become employers, don't they? So for the economy, in terms of keeping the economy going and keeping the employment rate up, you actually want to have people working regardless of at what age, and people adding to the economy, earning, spending, teaching, uplifting, just being part of that entire cycle of keeping things going.
And to that point, I'd probably suggest to you that corporate South Africa isn't doing enough to retrain or upskill those older professionals. The skills pipeline is still biased towards youth development, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that from a funding perspective, it's very much focused to the younger side. It's not that I think that everything is so wired towards this idea that at 60, 65, you're going to retire and you're going to go and take your money and go and spend it traveling or gardening or whatever it is, that we are not having any discussions around how this picture could look differently. So everything is the way that it has been for a long time. And in South Africa in particular, because we have such a high unemployment rate, there is very much a very, very big focus on employment at the entry level, at the youth. And that's not wrong. I mean, absolutely, we need to get those numbers and people employed. But what I'm suggesting is that the timeline has lengthened. And so let's not create another problem on the other side of the spectrum by focusing only on the one end of it.
I like the fact that 60 is the new 50. Dorrie Moreno, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.